April 3rd, a normal day turned chaotic by a horrible incident happened in Beijing. It was known as the Hotel Heyi assault. That day, at about 10:50 in the night, the victim came back to the hotel alone. She went on by elevator. Her room was on the first floor. As she was about to come out of the elevator's door, the man who was in the same elevator with the victim suddenly grabbed the victim's arms and started dragging her to his room. The man was starting to get really violent. The victim screamed for help. Her screaming first got one hotel mate's attention, but he did nothing to stop the violence, as if a boyfriend was supposed to beat up his girlfriend like that.
Then the victim sat on the ground and tried to call 110. The man tried to take her phone and even called someone to come to help him. After a while, more people arrived by the elevator. The fact that it was not only the hotel maid who assumed them to be a couple and simply ignored it, but also there were many other people who were there at the same time.
This fact revealed the problems of our society's common view on domestic violence and the indifference of our society. This victim wasn't helped by anyone, not the hotel maid, not the hotel guests that passed by, not the few people that was just standing beside them as if this was a very funny show, until a woman approached with suspicion of this man and helped the victim.
The victim was female. She tried a lot of things to help herself, including bravely fighting back at the man and screaming for help, calling the police, attempting to escape. Actually, her plan to save herself was quite adequate, considering she was under such frightening circumstances, and that is what frightened all of us. The victim did her best and didn't panic like most of us would do, but still, she didn't get her help after a long time.
That makes us wonder, are we supposed to respond to this news by suggesting every girl who run into this horrible situation to jeopardize other people's personal belongings to get attention? Are we supposed to start telling our friends to never come outdoors at night? If we start doing that, there will be no woman on the road, no female in any companies. We respond to this kind of news in this way because our prejudice to women. Even without doing it intentionally, we have set up certain rules for women. I mean, why not suggest the police to be more responsible? The society to change its common way of thinking that girlfriend or wife are supposed to be treated with such violence. And this is some kind of other people's family business, and everyone should stay out of it. If we all stay out of it, more women are gonna suffer just because our intentional blindness to the women suffering from their life.
What we should respond to this news is not to give the victims advices, but to try to change the social environment we are living in. If you ask girls to stay inside every day, you're basically promoting gender inequality. Telling women to back down from this society is not the answer here. We should go out, actually, to try to tell more people about this kind of sexual harassment, to call out for the society to change the environment we're living in. The advice like, don't go out to this dangerous world, you're only a fragile woman, shouldn't exist at all. If we seriously want to change this situation. Among the many remarks on the internet, someone responded to this comment, quote, "You remind me of a saying that you are raped simply because you are dressed outrageously sexy." That inevitably led us again to the old topic of feminism. A friend of mine who was a senior now once told me that she herself was not a feminist at first because she believed that the movement itself is embroidering a sense of inequality. However, when she really faced that discrimination personally when interviewed for jobs, she came to understand.
On March 8th, the Secretary General of United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, delivered a speech calling out to the world to shatter the glass ceiling for women and to promote gender equality. Emma Watson was appointed the Goodwill Ambassador for United Nations Women. In the speech, she shared many stories about herself, her doubts as a kid and her grievance as an adult. This Harry Potter girl started a movement called He for She. Gender equality not only enabled women to have their basic rights, but also allowed men to be vulnerable and human too.
To relate with our personal experiences, in primary school, girls are often the privileged ones. We are praised more for our carefulness and punished less for our misdemeanors than the naughty boys. However, as time went by, that sense of inequality came to manifest itself. We saw it in the college entrance exams, in job interviews, in accidents related with gender, and in all areas of life.
So, escaping and shrinking is not the solution to this problem. Gender inequality is real and it needs to be dealt with. We need to recognize that and then we can find ways to change that.
With all due respect, we're not radical feminists who have a lot of complaints and dissatisfactions towards the world. In fact, we have been loved and been cherished. We have been blessed to meet people that are loving and caring. But we do want to convey a message, and that is women is not a special interest group. We need to stand up and assert that firmly, that girls are part of this country's creativity, productivity, and very precious resources.
Last, we'd like to leave you with a song called Can't Hold Us Down. Inequality won't hold our generation back. They will only make us more courageous and toil upwards in the night.
So, what am I not supposed to have an opinion? Should I keep quiet just because I'm a woman? Call me a bitch, cause I speak what's on my mind. Guess it's easier for you to swallow if I sat and smile.
When a female fires back, suddenly they talk, I don't know how to act. So, here's what that little boy would do. Making up a few false rumors or two. That for sure is not a man to me. It's smattering names for popularity. He says you only get to me through controversy. So but now it's time for me to come and give you more to say.
Message I'm bringing. Call me whatever, cause your words don't mean a thing. Cause you ain't even a man enough to handle what I say.
If you look back at history, it's a common double standard of society. The guy can tell the club, the more it can score. While the girl can do the same and yet you call her a whore. Now, I don't understand why it's okay. The guy can get away with it, the girl gets named. All my ladies come together and make a change. Start a new beginning for us, everybody say.
If a guy have three girls, then he's the man. He could even give us some head and sex a roar. If a girl do the same, then she's a whore. But the table's about to turn. I bet my fame on it. Cats take my ideas and put their name on it. It's aight though. You can't hold me down. I got to keep on moving.
Two of my girls with a man who be trying to mack. Do it right back to him and let that be that. You need to let him know that his game is whack. And little Kim and Christina Aguilera got your back.
Oh.
We here. We back again. Yeah. Little Kim and Christina Aguilera. Yeah.